Greetings, everyone. This is Brian Stovall, the tech accountant with the Bryco Group Incorporated. And with this being the official start of the work week for the new year, I wanted to wish everyone a very happy and prosperous new year and hope that you enjoyed your holidays. Typically, this time of year, most people are scurrying to get their taxes filed so that they can, most of the time, basically pay for all those Christmas gifts that and holiday gifts that they went out and spent their money on. But luckily this year that may not be the case, because current research is showing that the majority of holiday shoppers spent their money and did not use credit cards. Basically, they went out and spent cash and did not use the credit card. So that is a good thing. Now on to the bad things. As you know, this would be the unofficial start also of what we like to call the holiday season for tax accountants, that being tax season. And unfortunately, the IRS is throwing a couple of snags in the tax filing season already. Particularly if you fall into one of the following three categories, you will have to delay filing your tax return probably for sometime in mid to late February. And those three categories are taxpayers claiming itemized deductions on Schedule A. Itemized deductions include mortgage interest, charitable contributions, medical and dental expenses, as well as state and local taxes. In addition to those itemized deductions, there is a general sales tax deduction that was extended under legislation that was enacted in the end of December. Additionally, taxpayers claiming the higher education tuition and fees deduction, and this includes parents and students, this covers up to $4,000 in tuition and fees paid to post-secondary institutions, and this is claimed on Form 8917. We'll have to wait until mid to late February. And also taxpayers claiming the educator expense deduction. This deduction is for kindergarten through grade 12 educators with out-of-pocket classroom expenses up to $250. Typically, this is an above-the-line deduction that's claimed on line 23 of the Form 1040. Well, if you do fall into one of those three categories, you will have to hold off on filing your tax return for this filing season. I hope this information proves to be timely and very effective for all you tax filers out there. And again, I wish you a very prosperous new year. And here's to the 2010-2011 filing season. Again, Brian Stovall, the tech accountant of the Bryco Group. Thank you.